It had partly to do with age, and I just decided that this would be a good time. I'm 62 and a half and kind of a good time to transition from the driver's seat to another role for the city.
Eddie first announced his retirement in January, effective May 1st. Looking back, he says what stands out most for him is the culture, not just City Hall, but the community as a whole in both good times and bad.
People are willing to step up, and they've worked well together on difficult tasks like response to hurricanes and dealing with oil spills and just all kinds of natural disasters and floods and all kinds of things. And so I'll remember that probably more than anything else.
Buzz has been what I would say the quintessential city manager. It's difficult to put into words what he has meant. Been incredible.
Gulf Breeze Mayor Matt Danheiser says much of the credit for making the city one of the best places to live in all of Florida goes to Eddie. It's going to be difficult, says the mayor, to imagine the city of Gulf Breeze without Buzz Eddie at the helm.
You know, it's one of those things that you sort of try not to think about because you hope it won't ever occur, and now it's upon us. I'm still holding out hope that I can change his mind. I say that humorously because I'd like to. I make no bones about it. I don't want him to leave. But if there's anyone who's deserved to have a rich and wonderful retirement, certainly is Buzz Eddie.
But Eddie isn't going away completely.
He's not getting out that easily. We've roped Buzz into staying on as a special consultant. He has such tremendous institutional knowledge and skills that he will be invaluable to us.
Deputy City Manager Samantha Abel takes over on an interim basis, and Eddie says she has the tools to be successful.
I think if conditions are similar to what I experienced in the past 25 years, she won't have any trouble at all. She's got good experience in working for three different cities. That kind of widens your horizon and your experiences that you can apply to a position like city manager.
Abel was city manager in Goshen, Mississippi, and had different roles in North Little Rock, Arkansas, and Fort Walton Beach. In the coming months, Mayor Matt Danheiser says they'll decide whether to remove the interim tag from Abel's title or begin the search for a new city manager.
We have very high expectations for Sam and think she's going to do a great job, but to be honest with you, I don't relish being in her position, having to step into the shoes of a legend.
Gulf Breeze is run by a manager council form of government, as was Pensacola, until the latter moved to strong mayor a few years ago. Eddie says regardless of the setup, governing depends on the situation and the issues at hand.
That demarcation between mayor and city manager and city council and department director is amorphous. It just moves all the time, and it's something that you have to be adaptable to. So to comment on the advantages of one over the other really depends on the situation and the people involved.
The city of Gulf Breeze will honor retiring city manager Buzz Eddie with a community fish fry on Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Gulf Breeze Community Center. It's also a fundraiser for Take Stock in Children, a nonprofit that helps low-income, academically qualified students with opportunities in post-secondary education. More information on the event is available by calling the community center at 934-5140. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.